Now from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
That GDP number, what happened there?
Yeah, this is the Australian. So we've got lots of anticipation building in the local market about our third quarter GDP after that that shock 0.9% fall in the second quarter. We're starting to see some quite optimistic numbers for that release, Mike. December 18th, I think, just before most people head away from holiday. Now, but by way of comparison across the Tasman, they had the release of their third quarter GDP or growth number, and it's come in a little under expectations. So its third quarter economic growth has missed the consensus view there. Even so, it's still the fastest expansion of growth in about 2 years, and it was lifted by consumer demand and strong investment. So year on year, their growth is printed at 2.1%. As I say, that's the highest we've seen since the third quarter 2023 on a year-on-year basis. Economists were expecting a number a touch higher than that, but the quarter-on-quarter number, you're looking at 0.4%. Now, consensus estimates were at 0.7%, so a bit of a miss. But there's a bit of nuance here because you've got these usual statistical sort of quirks. If you exclude inventories and trade, the domestic economy actually surged 1.2%. compared to the previous quarter. And what's been happening, a business have been writing down their inventories. That negatively affects GDP. Domestic final demand contributed 1.1% to growth there, and private investment grew at the fastest pace. So there's sort of pluses and minuses in the background here. So machinery, equipment, but also importantly, big data centres in New South Wales and Victoria pushing the number up, and household consumption lifted as well. But you can point the finger there at some of those crazy lifts they've seen in electricity pricing, gas, insurance. The general view, what I can ascertain, Mike, over what I've been reading, is that even though the headline number is weak, the detail that I've just talked about here means the RBA won't necessarily react to the weaker growth scenario. And actually, the RBA had sort of talked about it like a speed limit for the Aussie economy, which is quite low, you know, in those sort of low twos. It's actually growing at that, which becomes problematic for inflation. So an interesting one, but it looks like next year we could grow faster than the Aussies.
Praise the Lord. Speaking of data, what happened in America?
Oh, look, Mike, they're still in catch-up mode over there following the US government shutdown. It's all very messy. There's a whole lot of data they say will come out over the next couple of weeks. A lot of it's a little bit stale. Lots of attention on the state of the labour market. Overnight, we got some more current data. These are what they call the ADP employment numbers, which is private sector, high-frequency data. It wasn't very good, Mike. US companies have shed payroll in November by the most since 2023. So private sector payrolls have dropped by 32,000, and small companies very weak, dropping 120,000 jobs out of the payroll there. That's for the small companies, that's the largest 1 month decline since May 2020, and four of the last 6 months have seen those payroll decreases. So it's not the buoyant labour market that the Trump administration would like to see. The November payroll data, that's the big important one. That's not due for release until December the 16th. You also had the ISM services index overnight. If I look at the employment component of that, it's also in contraction for the sixth consecutive month. And the manufacturing counterpart earlier this week was soft as well. The headline number of that ISM was okay, Mike, but it looks like they might have a little bit of weakness in the labour market, which is something I don't think the Trump administration wants to see.
No, indeed not. This Anthropic thing, one, is it going to happen? And two, if it does, is it the biggest thing the world has ever seen?
Well, yeah, we're talking AI now. Now, everybody knows about OpenAI. Anthropic, probably not quite as well known, but it's a sort of a competitor to OpenAI. They've got the Claude chatbot. They've taken a significant step towards listing, towards an IPO, or so is being reported in the Financial Times. They've brought on board a prominent US law firm to begin the groundwork for that IPO. They've just got to start to gauge public appetite, I think, here, Mike, because these, even though they're sort of front and center and everybody's using them and they're the biggest story ever, they're still great big loss-making businesses. They could be worth hundreds of billions of dollars if they do go to IPO, but it's going to be interesting to see whether the public, I know we all love AI, but do you want to invest in something that's not actually making any money?
Yes, very good question. What are the numbers?
Yeah. The Dow Jones is up 290 points, 47,768. So that's all good, 0.6%. The S&P 500 eking out again, up 12 points, 6840. That's 0.17%. And the Nasdaq at the moment, sort of flirting. It's up and down. Let's call it. Oh, it's just gone up a little bit actually, up 17 points, 0.08%, 23,433. Overnight, FTSE 100 small fall, 9692. That was only 10 point fall. The Nikkei was up over 1%. So that's pretty good, 49,864. The Shanghai Composite, 3878, down 20, about 0.5%. The ASX 200 yesterday gained 15 points, 8595. And on the NZX 50, we gained quite a good day, actually. We gained 0.59%. That's 80 points, 13,582. Kiwi dollar starting to look a little bit stronger, 0.5767 against the US, 0.8750 against the Aussie, 0.4946 euro, 0.4327 pounds, 89.50 Japanese yen. Gold, $4,208. And Brent crude is behaving itself, $62.69.
We'll take it. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.